Joining me right now is the CEO, Dr. Troy Davis, of an organization here in Edmonton and surrounding area, Catholic Social Services. Good day. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule. Tell me a little bit more about this organization.
Sure. I love to. I love talking about Catholic Social Services. So we've been around since 1961. So we've been in existence for over 60 years now. And we started off as a one-person operation with a $5,000 budget. Father Bill Irwin was our founder, a very famous Albertan. And in those 60 years, we've grown to become one of the largest social service agencies in the entire country, certainly in Alberta. We're a multifunction social service agency that does everything from help settle newcomers. We do a lot of work with children, people with developmental disabilities. There's just a whole range of services that we provide, both residential and non-residential services as well. So we do a lot of outreach.
Dr. Troy, you make such an impact, you and your team with this organization. Tell me a little more, personal note. How does it make you feel making an impact in the community?
Oh my gosh, it's an honor. One of the things that I most am most grateful for working with Catholic Social Services is the team. The people that we work with, we're an extremely mission-driven organization. Our mission is to care for and provide hope to people in need with humility, compassion, and respect. And we seem to attract those kind of people who do that. So it's an honor for me to show up at work every day and really see the remarkable things that are being done for people.
Tell us a little more about the foster care services. Tell me, how can one adopt or foster?
Sure. Yeah. So foster care is one of the services we provide. We've been doing that for over 30 years now. There's a whole variety of communities that we provide foster care services in. Edmonton, Red Deer, Vermilion. It's quite an extensive list. Right now we serve, I think it's just shy of 100 kids. I think it's about 96. And we've got about 46 foster families that work with us. If anybody's ever interested in fostering, it's certainly there's an extraordinary need out there for foster families. They can always contact us at our website, www.cssalberta.ca. That'd probably be the best first step. And, you know, the ideal foster family is your listener. Our children don't fit in a box and foster families don't fit in a box either. So, there's all kinds of skills, and different types and varieties of families that we're always looking for. It's a really needed service.
Tell me about the successful cases. Can you share with our network one of the most successful cases you've had so far?
Sure. No, I think, there's a whole variety of things that come to mind for me in terms of the transformation that we help enable. I mean, one of the things that's on my mind right now is, as I mentioned at the beginning, we do a lot of work with newcomers. And so there's been occasions where there's a flight of refugees coming in from abroad, and I'm able to be there as sometimes the families are reunited that haven't seen each other in 10, 15 years. And to see a mother and a son reunited is just, it's extraordinary. You feel like you're standing on holy ground in those moments. I also think of the young children that we serve. In our work with children's services, we have a high Indigenous clientele, and it's exceedingly important to us at CSS that we connect the children that we serve to their culture and to their heritage. And we've got some remarkable Indigenous cultural connectors that work for us. And there's just some really fabulous things that happen on that front. So for instance, just I think it was 2 weeks ago, we held a traditional Indigenous meal for youngsters that maybe had never experienced traditional Indigenous foods. So, you know, there was rabbit stew, we had bear grease, we had a whale, there was a whole variety of things. And we had an elder there to tell stories. Quite honestly, Joanna, I'd be here all day if I told all of the stories that are happening. But again, it's all motivated by the people that we do and the mission-driven disposition that they bring to work every day.
It's powerful things you're doing there. Dr. Troy, you and your team, tell me a little bit. You're coming up with so many amazing events in the next couple of weeks. It's hard to keep up with the organization. Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the biggest things that we've got going on right now is our annual fundraising campaign. Because here's the cold hard reality: we do get some government dollars to do a lot of our work, and we are extremely grateful for the municipal funders, the federal funders, the provincial funders that help us do our work. But the reality is, there's a good chunk of our work that is unfunded. It's completely and utterly reliant on the good wishes and the financial generosity of donors. So our focus right now, and for the next little bit, really till the end of the year, is on doing a good job with our annual fundraising campaign, which is called the Sign of Hope, because if the money doesn't come in, the services can't be provided. I hate to be that stark, but that's the reality. And thankfully, our donors have always come through with a force because they know and they believe in our mission.
You're definitely looking for angel investors, eh, Dr. Troy?
Yes, we certainly are. We always are.
And tell me, what is the last question? What's the benefit of being a sponsor, a gold sponsor, a silver sponsor, a bronze, or maybe, let's say somebody doesn't have the extra money to donate. Maybe they want to volunteer. Where can they connect with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best place to start would be going to our website, which is www.csslberta.ca. And I think the biggest part, the biggest benefit of being a donor is, doggone it, you know you've made somebody's life better, right? And that's just a really satisfying feeling that because of me and because of my generosity, I've made somebody's day better today. And hopefully somebody's future as well.
Thank you so much. That was Dr. Troy Davis, CEO of a great organization right here in this neck of the woods. Don't go anywhere. Catholic Social Services. Thank you for the interview.
You're more than welcome, Joanna. Good to be with you.